If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, hey, and welcome in to the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thanks so much for hanging out. It is much appreciated. We are brought to you by Remy Martin. Team up with excellence. I was at the Bulls game on Monday night, and the bar and the banner level, they had Remy VSOP. And I was like, you know what? Let's do this. I don't ordinarily have a cocktail during the week. But I said, why not? I'm here watching Wimby, and I am going to do this thing. I'll get to you a couple of thoughts on the CFP rankings in a little bit, but I just want to go over what was an incredible weekend of college football. And with the CFP rankings, I usually wait now until Wednesday instead of getting it to you on Tuesday, just because I want to see if there's any chicanery that's going on. And there doesn't seem to be. I know that there are folks in the ACC who are wondering, are we going to get a representative? And I would tell you, yes, you're going to get a representative into the CFP. But I'll get to that in a little bit. The Indiana-Penn State game had me in a chokehold. I'm watching that game because here's Penn State, who's just had an awful year. And they fought, man. And that kid, Grunkmeyer, like, he was out here doing his thing. Him and Singleton were out here doing their thing. And it looked like they had him. Then at the end, I don't know if Mendoza is my Heisman vote. I don't actually have a vote. I don't know if he's my Heisman vote. But he definitely had a Heisman moment. Those two drives at the end of the game for Indiana that got them the win, he was absolutely incredible. And when you look to his touchdown to interception ratio, 26-5, completing 71% of his passes, it's hard to not think of him as someone who definitely deserves the opportunity to go to New York. But that game was insane. Omar Cooper Jr.'s catch at the end of it, watching it, him get 2 feet down. I don't know how the defender didn't get him out of bounds. In hindsight, it's 20/20, but I kept thinking he should just, like, tip him over. Like, grab the legs and flip him over. Like, that's the way to do it. But it was a good play by the DB. It was just a better play by Cooper. And I'm still struggling with the reality of him defying gravity, the optical illusion that was that, and it was just amazing. So congratulations, Indiana, who continues to prove that they can win tough games, they can win physical games, they can do whatever they need to do. They are strong mentally and physically, and they are a problem. I went over to my parents' house. I like to go visit them on Saturdays during football season because obviously when the Bears play, my Sundays are occupied with other stuff. So I go over there and I get there early enough and my dad's watching biography stuff, which he often does. I said, hey, there's a game that I really want to watch. So can I watch it? He's like, yeah. What do you want to watch? I said, BYU versus Texas Tech. And so, you know, my dad's not, college football is definitely not his thing, but I've brought him in with the Alabama thing, and I was asking about BYU, and he's like, oh, yeah, BYU, Jim McMahon. I was like, ah, see? So we watched Bear Bachmeyer fumble around on the field against Texas Tech, and that game was over pretty quickly. Their offense didn't do anything until the fourth quarter of that game. Texas Tech had Patrick Mahomes in the house. They've spent all that money this year to make their team good, and they have a good squad. I was I was wondering what was going to happen when I took a long look at BYU, and they're not ready for prime time. Their record will tell you otherwise. That is not a dangerous football team. That is a football team that maybe next year is going to be dangerous, but for right now, they are not. The other game that I spent some time watching this weekend was Texas A&M and Mizzou, and it pains me to say this because I don't ordinarily believe in A&M, and I also, you know what I don't like? Here's that shit I don't like. I don't like people talking about A&M as a blue blood, and that happened. First of all, the whole concept of, like, blue blood is offensive to me, but if we are going to use it to characterize, like, who are the real teams in college, and we seem to only do this in college sports, by the way. I know that Texas A&M has been around for a long time, but you can't walk out here with a national championship having not won one since 1939 and having not won your conference in whatever conference that you're in for a really long time and then tell me that you're a quote-unquote blue blood. What I will tell you is that they're good. And what I will tell you is that if you're looking for a dangerous team that they haven't won anything in a long time but might win this year, Texas A&M has got everything you need, including an impressive quarterback in Marcel Reed. And he can do a lot of different things. He's fun to watch play the game. Their defense is really strong. I thought Mizzou would put up a bigger fight, to tell you the truth. It's also weird watching games at Mizzou as they rebuild their stadium. And you just see, like, construction cranes and everything else that's on in the background. I know they'll get it fixed, and it's similar to Northwestern, who, as I've said before on this podcast, needs to just stay at the temporary stadium. I know they're not, and their stadium's almost done. I'm just saying that the visual of their temporary stadium is amazing. Iowa was another team that I was watching this past week because I didn't quite buy them being ranked 20th. They impressed, and you don't have to worry about Iowa being in the playoff. They're not going at 6-3. But I understood, you know, they've played Indiana the toughest. Their defense is really good. And it took some heroic stuff from Dante Moore to lift Oregon to win that game. Like, that was a, for an Oregon team that's still fairly new to the Big Ten, that was straight up and down some old school Big Ten football. Rock 'em, sock 'em. Let's play defense. Let's line it up and let's see where we're at. And they did that, and they deserve credit for holding on. Oregon's good. I don't think they're great, but we'll see. And we'll see. Let me take a look at the end of their schedule. So, all right, here we are at the end of their schedule. And they've got Minnesota, SC, and Washington. They could theoretically lose to SC and Washington, even though Minnesota's decent. I think that they'll handle Minnesota.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The other game that I was checking out, Diego Pavia versus Auburn. If you don't know the story, Diego Pavia, when he was at New Mexico State, beat Auburn. It was 2 years ago, and I remember I was betting on it because I had heard the stories and I knew about Jerry Kill, and I'm like, this is an interesting matchup for an Auburn team that wasn't very good that year. And I said, okay, I'm going to play New Mexico State on the money line. And I'm sitting there watching that game because, you know, it's the Alabama-Auburn thing. And I'm watching this game. I was cleaning out my garage while I was watching the game. And I was just like, yo, who is this dude? Who is this guy that's unstoppable? And, of course, that bit me in the ass the next year because Pavia, when he got to Vanderbilt, did the same thing to Alabama. So he gets another shot. So he has beaten Auburn at New Mexico State and at Vanderbilt twice. This dude has beaten Auburn three times. And this may have been his magnum opus. Pavia threw for 377 yards and three touchdowns. He also ran for 112 yards and a touchdown. That is incredible work. Incredible work. He is another guy that I don't think should win the Heisman, but should be invited to New York. He has been so much fun. He's so good for college football. A guy like that, a guy who grew up idolizing Johnny Manziel, is out here doing an incredible Johnny Manziel impersonation. And you can't keep your eyes off this dude. He's so fun. He's so in command. He's the smallest dude on the field all the time. And I dare you to try and stop him on third and one or fourth and one. If you talk about what it looks like to just have grit, if you were trying to personify what toughness looks like, it looks like Diego Pavia. And if you haven't had a chance to watch him play, you should make it a point to watch a Vanderbilt game before their season ends. He's amazing. This is the game that you should have watched. But since you didn't watch that game, before it's over, watch another game of Diego Pavia's. You will not be disappointed. Bama took care of business against LSU, Notre Dame, and another guy who, and you know this because you've been listening to this podcast, if Jeremiah Love doesn't get an invite to New York, it's some bullshit. Straight up and down. He's been everything. And you talk about Heisman moments. He had his Heisman moment where they think he's down and he packs it up and he runs for 94 yards. That cat is amazing. 13 touchdowns on the season. They got a big game coming up against Pitt. But Jeremiah Love has been that dude, and he deserves some love for that. The Northwestern USC game was really interesting. I was watching that. I hit the sleep timer before I went to bed to watch that game. And I'm sitting there going, okay, Northwestern, you're hanging tough on the road. And then it was nothing. Their offense went to sleep in the second half, and so did I, because the sleep timer went off. And when I woke up and watched the highlights of it, I was like, oh, they out here clowning. They're out here doing all sorts of stuff, throwing different jerseys on people and whatnot. Crazy. Okay, let's talk about the CFP rankings for a second. There haven't been any real significant changes, and you know who the top teams are. There is an argument to be made that perhaps Indiana should be number one. That maybe they are better than Ohio State. Either way, as it stands, those two teams are going to end up on opposite sides of the bracket, I think. They'll end up 1 and 2. As it stands, if they were to play right now, Ohio State, Indiana, A&M, and Bama would have byes. Then it'd be Notre Dame going to Oregon, USF going to Georgia, Texas going to Ole Miss, and Miami going to Tech. Texas has gotten better. I think that we should probably give Arch Manning some credit and Sark some credit. They have rallied, and they're better. But let's see if they can finish the season strong enough to keep them. They've got a really good margin of error, strangely enough. But let's see if they can keep their momentum going forward. The Texas Tech team impressed me against BYU, but as you heard me say earlier, I'm not sure how good BYU is, so I'm not sure what to take from Texas Tech handling them. But I do like when new people kind of jump into the party. And between Indiana over the last couple of years and now Texas Tech, I dig that. Miami is not good to me. If you have to rely on Carson Beck, you're in trouble. We'll see if they make it. We'll see if, because all the ACC people are just like, we are not going to get a team in. You're going to get a team in. Someone will win in. It'll be fine. Trust me, it'll be okay. Someone will get you in. Shout out to Dr. Jim Phillips. But for the most part, there's nothing that I found out of place inside of the top 15 of the CFP, except for maybe, like, I think USC, if you lined USC up against Miami, I think they beat them. And Oklahoma is sitting there going, hey, we got to handle our own business. So Oklahoma-Bama this weekend becomes a huge game for the Sooners. They lose it, they're done. I don't think that they're going to get in as a three-loss team, even though they have a really good strength of schedule. And this is payback for Kalen DeBoer. Kalen DeBoer, the reason why he was on the hot seat as things began this season is because of that Oklahoma loss. If they beat Oklahoma, who were, what, 5-6 when Bama played them last year, Bama goes to the CFP and everything's fine. Them losing to Bama along with losing to Vanderbilt last year, it put them on a bad road. But Kalen DeBoer has steadied things, and things are going all right down in Tuscaloosa. I so appreciate that you guys have enjoyed a little bit of college football on House of L. I love it. And I promise I'm going to get some guests on to talk about some of the teams that they care about and some of the teams that I'm paying attention to. But I truly appreciate, maybe I'll get Wani on to talk about Pitt. Ooh, that would be fun. But I appreciate your support in letting me kind of do this and being interested in my thoughts and allowing me to do something that goes outside of what I ordinarily do on radio, which was the whole point of House of L in the first place. So thank you, and thank you to Remy Martin for sponsoring everything that we do. We can't do it without them. I will talk to you next time. Peace.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.